The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering.
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 Good evening, everybody. This is Heidi and Stephanie with The Gathering, and we're really excited to be here tonight. It's the last Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, it happened so fast.
I know. Well, last week, do you remember when I text you?
Yes, and you thought it was last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, Heidi, I hope not.
It was freaking
just
out.
Too much going on.
I was like, wow, this one feels really fast.
I know it. Well, it still feels fast. You know, time just goes by so fast. What is going on anyway?
I know, right? It just zooms. But yeah, last week I took a deep breath after I realized I had one more week. Because I'm like, that's my April is gone.
Yes. Oh. And it feels like, well, like I said, it feels like we were just sitting here talking last week.
Yep.
And it's already been a month.
I know. But I'm excited.
Yep.
For tonight. But yeah, the month just flies by.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I know you've been crazy busy. We've been crazy busy. But, you know, so we got a lot of stories to tell tonight. But
yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, so what we like to do, Heidi, is, you know, we kind of like to shine the light on the kind of the darker paranormal things because people are kind of afraid. I feel like every once in a while we should talk about what we talk about on here. If that makes any sense at all.
What is the point of
your
show?
What is the point of our show? Mm. So for those of you who have never heard us before, and I know there are some of you out there because you're on the chat line, Heidi and I have been in the paranormal field for many years. Heidi actually is a medium, a very gifted medium.
Thank you.
And so we got together and with another friend of ours, Kristen Barton, who has, you know, since left the show because she just didn't have time in her schedule to do it, but she was a Wiccan high priestess. So we had,
She still is.
And we should have her on our show. We haven't had her on for a while.
I know.
That would be very fun.
Yeah.
We should invite her on.
We'll see when she can fit it.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So the gathering was three of us to begin with. And now there's only two of us, but Our tagline is we like to shine the light on dark subjects because, you know, the paranormal can be a scary place and, you know, it's a dangerous place at times.
It can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we like to like you said, shine a spotlight on things that aren't always understood, or we give our take on what we have encountered in the paranormal or metaphysical field. And we want to, it's almost like coming around the table to talk about it. And we want you guys to participate. That's a big reason why we're here, is it's not just us talking about it, but it's us asking you what you would like to hear about. And, you guys asking your questions and what do you want us to shine a light on? It might be something we have personal experience on, or we can go find out and come back and bring it to you, on our next show.
Yep, absolutely. And some, you know what, someone said here, Fred said, where there's a gathering, there's usually food. And if you've listened to Heidi and I before, you know that we are always munching on something. Tonight we have this delicious Ghirardelli Intense Dark Toffee Interlude chocolate which we're having tonight. So
I'm looking forward to trying it. I haven't tried it yet, but it looks sinful.
I have. And you know, when we're at...
Tonight we'll be talking about sin.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
There you go. No.
I'm kidding.
But a lot of times we are very lucky to... We have a friend of ours and our biggest fan, Anita, has us at her home to do the show there, which is really fun because sometimes she brings in neighbors so we have a live audience.
It's so fun.
Which is really fun. And Anita loves to bake. So she always has something amazing for us to be eating when we're on the radio show. So when it's at my house, you know, we're lucky to get a Ghirardelli bar.
No, this is good, too.
But, yes, there is always food. There's always food at the table when we're on the radio show. So if one of us are tongue-tied, it's probably because we have a mouthful of something.
And I'm sure that goes against all radio show etiquette.
That's right.
And that's not why we're here. I don't care.
Yeah, okay. It is what it is. So, Heidi, what have you been up to? I know you had a big weekend last weekend.
I did. We were up at the Palmer House last weekend. for the Spirit Experience weekend. It was lots of fun. We had we went up there on Thursday and came back on Sunday night. It wasn't Sunday night. It was Sunday afternoon. And we had, I think there was almost 40 people there for the weekend. And we had a good time. We did, the thing that I like to focus on with the Spirit Experience weekend is not just paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
It's also all things spiritual. So,
yes.
That's what I really like to, that's why I like these weekends is that it's very diverse.
Yes, and we should also mention that you're a shamanic high priestess, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? Right?
Yeah, shamanic high priestess.
Yeah.
So, yes, we actually did a shaman ceremony, and what we were focusing on this time is because we've been in this transition of winter into spring, and we've talked about that before on the show,
mm-hmm.
and winter is typically a time to go within, to go into the cave, to hibernate, and go into the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually symbolizing going inside yourself,
yep.
and doing your inner work.
Yes.
Great time to do it. And especially here in Minnesota, it's so perfect because it gets dark.
Early, oh, yeah.
And it's just always dark and cold and you just want to stay inside. So it kind of makes you do it a little bit, or at least puts you in that place to do it. And so what we were doing this weekend is really bringing those energies that, you know, if there was things that we were working on over the winter, maybe some healing work that was done or some wounds that were healed or, you know, things that we're trying to release, maybe old habits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing those to the ceremony and writing them on a piece of paper, things that we want to release. And, so through the ceremony, we, burned these papers. We called in the directions mm-hmm. And we asked for guidance as we burn these papers to release them into the universe and have, you know, our guides and our protectors and healers help us with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was really neat is before the ceremony earlier in the day, we did a spirit feather class
mm-hmm.
where I was teaching people about feathers and their meanings and how we can put these together and make spirit feathers. So we did that and they were amazing and beautiful. And then everybody brought their spirit feathers to the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So as people are putting their intentions of release into the, I brought a cauldron because
mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I roll.
I love it.
And so they put it in and we were burning them and they were fanning it with their feathers
mm-hmm.
To really give the energy of release. And it was so cool. And so then we transition into, because we're moving into spring, it's what, you know, what do we want to call in
mm-hmm.
as we're doing this inner work? And we're going within and releasing the old. Now, what do we want to work on externally? What do we want to bring out to show people that we've been working on? Hey, here's this me that I was working on inside, and now I'm going to put it external. And so we're welcoming in that energy of spring, that fertility, that abundance, that coming out of the cave,
mm-hmm.
Moving out into the light. And so we're calling in, you know, what do we want to fill that space with? What do we want to bring in?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a neat ceremony. It was probably, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. It was beautiful out. I asked my guides, I'm like, hey, if we could have one nice day of the weekend, could it be Friday?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
It was raining on Thursday. It was rainy and windy on Sunday. Beautiful mm-hmm. weekend. But here's what I was alluding to earlier today when mm-hmm. I said I had a funny story. So at the end of the ceremony, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had one of my singing bowls with me, and it's a little bowl, but it carries some big energy with it, and it
mm-hmm.
gets really loud for how small it is. And since we're outside, I let her rip. You know, I'm
yeah.
going with it, and
yeah.
It was the end of the ceremony, and I'm making, you know, I'm having her sing and doing the thing, and these three ducks come flying up out of the lake. Right. And we're standing, we had a decent sized circle and there's trees behind me and kind of around. And so, but ahead of me towards the lake, there's no trees.
Right.
But I see these three ducks fly up out of the water and they head behind me. And all of a sudden you hear, and I'm making the bowl sing, right?
Yep.
The birds fly into the tree.
Oh, because they just didn't know what was going on.
Right.
It just kind of screwed with their.
Yeah.
Ability to fly.
Yeah, because ducks mm-hmm. don't fly into trees.
Right, no.
Ever.
Screwed with their location.
Deals. Yeah, mm-hmm. So they flew into the tree. All of us, well, I think a lot of us heard the ruckus and half expected a bird to drop down into
mm-hmm.
the circle
mm-hmm.
because it was really loud. And I thought, you can't get tangled up in that and
no.
hit the ground.
No.
somehow they made it through. They rustled their way out of the trees. And I think if there would have been leaves, they might have been in trouble. But they were able to get out and keep flying, and I don't know how they didn't hit the ground, but I felt kind of bad at first because, we were messing with their radar or whatever they've got.
Exactly.
But it was really showing how powerful that energy was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they flew right over our circle that we were creating with this energy of the bowl and just our intentions and all of our energies together. And
the whole waves just got them.
I think so.
Kind of just didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody that came up to me afterwards, did you see the ducks? Did you hear the ducks? I said, yeah, are you kidding me? I was ready to catch one in the bowl I was holding, hoping to rescue it if it fell.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry to the ducks.
Gosh.
Thank you, Mother.
But they're okay. They're all okay.
Everybody
no
survived.
Ducks were harmed during this.
No ducks were harmed in making the shamanic ceremony.
We learned.
Yeah.
So Swanee is asking, is that the bowl you purchased in Sac Center and that they love that bowl?
I did not purchase this one in Sac Center. I purchased one, was it last time or the time before? This was not the one. This one, I actually got this one in Arizona.
Oh.
Last spring.
When you went there, I remember you went there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the one that when I played it in the store, because I had a couple of bowls there, and a short story. There was a couple of bowls sitting in the store. And I was, actually it was the day before I was coming home. I think I was in Miami because I had taken a cruise and I was on my last day before we left to come home. And there was this metaphysical store. And so we went in and we were walking around. There's a few bowls there and I'll try a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And the gal came over and she, I don't know that she had used them very often.
Yeah.
Knew how to do it. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. I can make it happen. And so I was messing around with them and I took one and I just wasn't getting it to work. And so then I switched the mallet and it just went nuts. It
wow,
just started to sing.
That's awesome.
And everybody in the store, I thought,
just looking at
gonna,
you like, what is going on?
I thought people were going to start dropping things. I mean, it was like all of a sudden everything just shut down in the store. And I was like, yeah, I'll take this one.
Awesome.
But you know what's funny is that they switched the mallet back when I wasn't looking because they were packing it up for me.
Oh.
They switched it to
a
different one.
So did you switch it back?
Well, so I called them when I got home because I didn't realize until I got home. Yeah. And I'm like, this isn't the right mallet. Now it's not going to work. I tried. It wouldn't work. I tried other mallets. I called the store. I'm like, I need the other mallet.
Yeah.
There was this mallet and I described it. She goes, oh, I know what one that is. That doesn't go with that bowl. I'm like, well, then can I buy it?
Yeah.
Because
right.
I need that mallet to go with this bowl.
Yes.
And so they sold it to me and shipped it up. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
No. And, do you ever do those shamanic sessions not at the Palmer House? Do you ever have them, here for other? I want to go.
Tell me when the
next one is.
Okay. I do them in my studio sometimes.
Yeah.
For different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not outside. I'll let you know.
You used to do full moon ceremonies once in a while, too.
Well, now we do a full moon meditation. And
that's
then we'll
right.
go outside and burn the the intentions.
I got to try to come to one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just started doing those now a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And those are fun.
That's BS.
Yeah.
Sounds really interesting. I really want to come. So that was last weekend.
That was this last weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's snowing in many parts of Minnesota.
It was 70 degrees last weekend, and now I'm wearing a sweater and high boots.
Yep.
So there we go.
And that's how it goes in the great state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had, there's my head is spinning, Heidi, with all of the things going on right now. And I know yours is too. You've got another event going on this weekend, am I right?
Yep. We're down in Owatonna this weekend.
At that, what is that, children's, like it used to be a...
it's an old orphanage.
Orphanage. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes. Yep. And I've heard about that from other people. I was surprised. When you brought that up, I'm like, I've heard of that from other people we've worked with in the area.
Mm-hmm. I was down there a couple years ago. I met some friends, relatives of friends, and they took us through it. One gal used to work there, and she said, you got to come through it. And so I went through, and it was really active. And now it's an art center.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's being rented out from the art center for the city, and it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the buildings are that you can go into. We're going to be in the main building, but we got a tour of the rest of the property, and some of them are open for tours around the orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the older the buildings, not all of them are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really beautiful property. The buildings are. quite nice. I mean, for the main buildings, they're very nice. Lots of energy there. It's sad there's a children's cemetery, of course, on the
and
property.
And there's ghosts, I hear. I've heard people talking about seeing a girl ghost for sure.
Oh, I had a whole cluster of them when I first walked into the onto the property. They were everywhere. So,
It's all sad when they're children's spirits, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit, you can't, I mean, well, it's an orphanage. That's about all you're going to get there. So, so I'm excited to go there. I have some stories to tell from when I was there last time. And
what are you going to be doing there?
Well, we're doing, I'm giving a talk about what it's like to be a medium and to, I call it living in between, you know, we're you know, doing this thing, this human thing, and what it's like to go in between and work with spirits on a daily basis. And how do you keep your head about yourself?
Right.
So it's going to be a talk about that. You know, how I got to do, you know, what I do now, how it came about, you know, from being a kid to now. Some of the more interesting cases that I've worked on, how do I communicate with my guides? What is that all like? And then we'll have it open for Q&A, so people want to ask questions. They certainly can. And then I'll have a little break so I can gather my thoughts. And then we'll be doing a gallery reading after that for about 2 hours.
Oh, awesome.
And my friend Tim and I, who we work together all the time, and so we'll be doing that together. And we did that this weekend, and we've done a handful of them now around here and there and everywhere, and they're going pretty well. So
people
we'll do
love that.
So, and our goal, we always want to try and get through as many people as possible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, I want to, if we,
absolutely,
you know, whoever put their name in the bin, if we can grab every name out of there and get to them in the time we can, we'll do it. So that's,
That's
and then
awesome.
We'll take another break and then I'll do private readings the rest of the afternoon.
Nice.
So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. And just the building alone is cool. And, you know, just there's a lot of people that are curious of how this works. And, you know, if I had a dollar for everybody that wants to just sit and have coffee and ask about it, I mean, that could
be
my full-time
job. A millionaire.
And I'm like, gosh, I just don't have the time for this. So then stuff like this comes around. I'm like, hey, everybody, you can
come here and you can
listen.
It's like the Bigfoot banter, same thing. Come see us. We'll tell you everything. And then you can tell us what you know too, you know, in the Sim chats. And Sim will be up in Duluth this weekend. We have a supernatural conversation going on up there at the Iron House Cafe, Iron Mug Cafe, Iron Mug Coffee House in Duluth.
Sorry. Easy for you to say.
We will be there on Saturday from 1 to 3-ish or however long it takes. You know, we're going to be doing a big, we're going to be doing an overnight at Nopeming here coming up. So we're hoping that people come and tell us their stories from when it was in operation.
Oh, yeah, because it hasn't been closed that long.
And no, only like 14 years. Yeah. And, you know, people have come to me at Paracon, like old nurses, and told me stories of patients who, you know, had friends who were ghosts, and they were so sad to leave Nopeming when it was closed down because they didn't want to leave their friends behind. So I have a pretty good idea where these rooms are, but it would sure be fun to talk to these nurses again and go to those rooms, and they might be the same rooms that we're thinking, but it could be totally different ones. You know, we didn't get to go to, we didn't hit all of them when we were up there last
time. When are you guys going back?
We are going up there in mid-June.
Okay. Because we're going up the beginning of June, so.
And they're going to, I believe they'll have, so what they do is they have I think they're hour-long tours on Friday and Saturday nights. They have a couple of them going on.
Okay.
And then they have the overnight investigations. So here's what I think is so cool is that they'll have these tours. I'm sure it'll happen when you guys are there too. So they'll stir up all the energy. Stir up everything for us. So it'll be just great because it'll be, you know, right away. And it's when we go up, it's really close to the solstice. So there's all that crazy energy happening as well. So I think it'll be really good. And I'm hoping that lots of people come and talk to us at the Duluth chat and tell us what they know about Nopeming or what they've experienced there. And if you live in Duluth, come see us because it'll be really fun. You can go on our webpage and find out the address. I believe it's also been in the Superior paper and a few other sources up there. So you could just Google Supernatural Investigators in Minnesota as well. But come buy a cup of coffee and something delicious and listen to our stories and we'll tell you, you know, we'll listen to yours. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's what's happening this week. for us. So you'll be in the southern part of the state. We'll be in the northern part of the
state.
We've
got it all covered.
We do. We do. We're going to be all around the state, which is awesome sauce.
Yep.
But, you know, another thing that we, you know, was it different up there at the Palmer House because Mercury is in retrograde? Was it a little different experience this time?
Well, it was a little, it was different. I don't know if it was, I don't know that it would, I could say it's better or worse. It was mm-hmm. just different.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was more active outside of the investigation,
mm-hmm.
which usually when I've been there, I mean, and I'll see whatever. I don't, you know, and I'm not trying to work them, you know, because
right.
I want to save it for Saturday when we do the investigation. But usually when I've been there before, it's been a little quieter and then it'll be a little bit more active in the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And this time was a little bit consistent where it was all weekend. It seemed like it was more active.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. It was funny because I told some folks at the weekend about the story and I'll share it with you because it makes me laugh because it just, it shows you how oblivious I can be to this just like everybody else.
Right.
So it was Friday morning, the first morning, and I'm blow drying my hair and there, it's an old hotel. So the outlets are mm-hmm. slim to none.
Right.
And my roommate was in the bathroom part. And so I had gotten out of there to give her space. And she was digging in her suitcase that was kind of over in the bathroom area. It's like a big jacuzzi room and mm-hmm. then the bathroom. And mm-hmm. she was in the jacuzzi room digging through her suitcase. And I had been over by the fridge, plugged into a power strip with my hair dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over there blow drying my hair and I'm facing a window that has two curtains hanging on each side. And there's some chairs in front of them. And all of a sudden, I realize as I'm blow drying my hair that one of the curtains, it looks like someone had grabbed it right in the middle of, you know, from floor to ceiling, just grabbed it right in the middle and started yanking up on it.
Oh.
So it was kind of going up and
yeah.
bouncing over and over and over. And I just stared at it. I can't even tell you for how long I stared at it.
Yeah.
And out of the corner of my eye, on my right-hand side, I can see Cindy is down digging in her suitcase.
Right.
So I think part of me was just assuming that whatever she was doing was pulling on a lamp cord or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized she wasn't digging in her suitcase anymore. She had gotten up and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And the curtain was still jiggling around.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I'm totally slow. I'm not paying attention. So I turn off my hair dryer and I look under because I still, you know,
right.
got to debunk. And I look under to see, are there any cords that were running along in the first
yes.
place?
Yes.
Nothing's there. And I just started laughing because I thought, really, Heidi, it took you that long to figure it out? Someone was jiggling the curtain
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
It was right there in front of me, and I sat and stared at it. I'm sure that whoever it was thinking, you
right.
are dense. What is wrong with you? Don't you see what I'm doing? And, of course, I didn't say anything. I just started laughing. And she's just like, oh, are you kidding me? You didn't say anything. You should have. It didn't even occur to me. And
right. Well, and as an investigator, you know, we always try to debug everything. Everything
totally.
Has
That's
a total
doing.
Reason for it. You know, I know some people, you know, some of the gals on Shoe Squatchers are always like, God, Steph, stop. You know, but I can't. It's just how we're taught to think. You know, it's just how we do it. But that's funny. So,
yeah, it was Cat Paranormal asked what room. It was Lucy's room, or supposedly Lucy's room, number 17. It's typically the room I stay in every time just because it's one of the rooms that we leave open mm-hmm. during the investigation, and I don't want, you know, I know we have to rent out every room, and the people that we keep the rooms open, they got to move their
yeah.
stuff out. So I'll be one of them that moves my stuff out. I don't
yeah.
have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So I always take one of the rooms that we're going to open during the investigation. So it was 17, which is typically, we get some pretty good activity there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some good activity in, well, some of us got some good activity in the kids' room. Some got some pretty good activity in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun, but back to your original question, I don't know that it was any, it might have been a little different. I just think it was more even throughout the whole weekend.
Okay. Not so up and down, just kind
yeah.
of, you know, taking mm-hmm. it easy. Well, that's awesome.
But yeah, that was just me being completely clueless. I thought, well, whatever.
Sometimes we just can't see things that are right in front of us.
No, I'm just off in La La Land.
Yeah.
And then I tried to debunk it. By then it was done and.
Yep.
Yeah,
and it was over.
Nobody
and,
saw
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, so that's fun. So your next weekend there is not until October.
Right? Well, yeah, hopefully.
Oh, it's not scheduled yet.
Well, it is, but there was a conflict, possible conflict. They said I'd be okay, but I'm going to wait till I get for sure before I post anything, because I want to make sure that I'm not booking something that isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
fingers crossed that we can do it, but yeah.
Yeah, it would be very fun, you know. Sometime you'll have one when I'm totally not busy and I can actually come and participate.
I won't hold my breath.
Well, you know, maybe if you schedule it, you know, 6 months out and then tell me right away, then I can put it right in the calendar. That's the only way to do it.
I know, that's how I am too, though.
You know, but wouldn't that be fun? I'm just thinking, you know, some of my paranormal friends might be fun to come up there, you know?
Oh, yeah, we have a good time. And, you know, we mix it up every time too, so we do different things around the – we did a healing class. This time with color healing. So that was really, I thought it was fun. Everybody seemed to like it and had good feedback. So, you know, we like to mix it up and do some different things. It's not just the ghost hunting.
Yes.
And even with the ghost hunting, we may not do that every time now. I was getting some other ideas for next time that we might mix it up and not do an actual paranormal investigation and let people investigate just in their rooms and stuff throughout the weekend. And we'll do something different for the big like paranormal get together. So
that would be kind of fun, you know, something different.
Yeah. So we'll mix it
up. Because they're there all the time anyway, and everybody experiences them. Am I correct? I've never been to the Palmer House.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, dear.
Right? Okay. I know. Where have I been?
Yeah, you got to go. It's just, they're so cool. Yeah. Like, the spirits there are really neat.
Yeah, that's what you say. They're just, and Char has said that too, you know, so yeah, someday.
Yeah, they're just, and they, like the, oh, and then we got to go on a commercial, but the spooning room. I had the.
You had somebody spooning with you. I remember that was you telling me about that.
I slept like a baby that night.
With a spirit in bed with you.
Yeah, well, they were helping me out because I needed to fall asleep fast. So, it worked.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It's 9:29, so I think we're going to go to a commercial break. So just hang on. We'll be back in 2 minutes for more of The Gathering.
Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view. Back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kind of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No.
Well, that's your misfortune.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's The Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, Kat Kloko, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
My name is Greg Bakken. I'm a writer, a producer, and a paranormal investigator. My favorite way of communicating with spirits is through using the spirit box, also known as a ghost box. I invite you to listen to me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central for interviews with people in the paranormal community and beyond. Plus, I will also include as much of my spirit box evidence as I can during my show.
My name is Greg. Can you say Greg? Can you say Jeff?
Right. Jeff.
Join me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central Time for Minnesota Ghost Box, only on Para-X Radio.
More the ride.
You're listening to Para X.
Hi, welcome back to The Gathering. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and you're here with Heidi and Stephanie.
Hello, everybody.
And we were just talking about the Palmer House, and Heidi had a big event that lasted all weekend there last weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Lots of fun stuff. And we were talking about how we have so many things on our calendar, and it's Mercury retrograde right now.
It is.
Which is kind of a crazy time. It kind of affects me a lot. Just like the full moon, there are some things that really affect me, and both of those things do.
Yep, and they affect a lot of people.
And so, Heidi, a couple of months ago, the last Mercury retrograde, told on air about how her Reiki sessions were just amazing during the retrograde, that things really come out and things really get done. So I went there today and I had a Reiki session with Heidi. And it was pretty amazing, Heidi.
Yay.
I gotta say, there was, I saw many things. One of the things was I saw my dad, who passed away in 2005, and he was there quite a bit. You know, I saw him for quite a while, and images were just flashing through my head, images from, you know, like when he was older and from when I was a kid and all these things. And then, you know, I was thinking something else came up, and then he would pop in every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So when we got done, I said, your dad was here.
Yep.
Without question.
Yep. And kept popping in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to say, and so there was a lot of other things that came up too. And it was an amazing session. I felt really good afterwards, I have to say. Heidi, so thank you for that. And I even called my sister and I bawled. Because I told her I had seen Dad and that he actually never really went away during the whole session. He was there kind of at the beginning. And then, you know, my thoughts would be elsewhere. And then there he would pop in again. And you said, you know, I told her that you had said the same thing, that he was here and there and everywhere during the course of the session. And I always feel like he's always with me. And I know you have said that you have seen a man with me, and I really do think it's my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just to get that, I guess just to get that confirmation that he really is there.
Yeah.
And I was just bawling on the phone. Look, I'm going to get all choked up about it. But, and I told Priscilla, I said, Priscilla, you have to go. I said, you should go see Heidi now. Go book an appointment. Go right now during the retrograde, because I want to know if Dad comes and sees you too. And she's a little leery about this kind of, you know, hocus pocus, she calls it. But, you know, she's intuitive too, although she suppresses it. But I said, it's nothing to be afraid of, Mama. I mean, Priscilla.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Well, she's 15 years older than me. Oh. So my mom and dad both died within 3 months of each other in 2005.
Yeah.
So really, she's, you know, my big sister, kind of who's kind mom. Of my second mom, too. But yeah, I really wish she would, and even my brother, because he lives here in Minneapolis, I just wish they'd come and see you. But
well, so that they can. It is what it is, but I'm glad you had a good session. And
yeah,
it was really, it was good. And, you know, we do have a lot of cool releases during the retrograde. I mean, one of the things that, you know, it was just kind of a happy accident when doing Reiki during a retrograde, and certain stones that I found really intensify that energy of going backwards, you know. So you think of retrograde and going in reverse or going backwards, and so that's kind of what we're doing with this energy session, is we're going backwards into the past, or, you know, because it's still here, and so that energy is still present. And so what can we go in and help pull out or help bring to the surface, so we can do some healing around it and release. So it was really
good. And so you talk about going backwards, and so there were many images that I saw of my dad, like, you know, like before he passed away, and, you know, when he was older, and then all of a sudden I was thrown in, and I could remember sitting in the backyard, and I was like, I don't know, 7, and we had, I think, what were probably the first anti-gravity chairs, and they were just bizarre looking. I should dig up a picture at some point, and they were just weird looking, you know, and at that time there was nothing like it, you know, but we had two of them, and I remember sitting back there with Dad, and we would just sit back there and chat about whatever,
That's cool.
So it would, you know, it just kind of fluctuated from then, and, you know, different times throughout my life, and it was just an amazing session. So thank you. Getting choked up again, Ben.
Yeah. Well, it's fun when you can, you know, and if that's your dad bringing those memories forward, you know, and bringing those, like, hey, remember.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, what an amazing experience, you know. So however we do that retrograde energy, if it's going back and reliving good times or bringing up things that need to be healed.
Yeah.
I just find that it's really intense. It's intensified during the retrograde, and we still have the retrograde for another week or so.
Yes.
And a little over a week, I think. And, you know, so it's been good. And I've had a couple of clients come in twice during the retrograde. They're like,
gotta do it again.
Get me in here again.
Well, it was intense, because I had just seen you last month too, right? I think it was like at the beginning of March or something. And, you know, it's always wonderful. Heidi is a very gifted Reiki shamanic healer. But this time it really, truly was intense. So we have to remember when those Mercury retrogrades are, so I can, you know, make sure that I have an appointment during that time.
I call it retrograde Reiki.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Because it was very cool.
Cool. Well, good. I'm glad. So yeah, it's interesting, and it's always interesting doing this. And anytime I can do a session with someone, I know that even if I don't know what happened or I don't get mm-hmm. the information, I know that whatever was done is for their highest good, and it's mm-hmm. You know, whether they remember it or not is, you know,
right.
But it's nice when there's a lot of it's nice when there's some observations and, you know, personal experiences and things mm-hmm. that, you know, if I say it and then it validates something that you were feeling, it's yeah. like, yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know? And it helps make this a little bit more real, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So,
oh yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. It was amazing is what I will say.
Good.
But so book your appointment with Heidi. I don't know if she has any available, but you still have another week. If you're here in the metro area, it might be a good idea. And then the Mercury retrograde goes away. So I'm sure a lot of people are heaving sighs of relief because it really does mess with emotions, with all kinds of things.
Communications.
Yeah. Communications. People get mad. People have short tempers, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, I just remember one time about a year ago when we were at family dinner and somebody said, well, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. And I'm like, serious? You know, and then one of my other nieces was, what's that? So mm-hmm. then we had to tell her, and she was like, that's why things have been happening the way they have been happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's amazing. A little enlightenment goes a long way, because then people watch for it, you know, and they maybe can do something to kind of calm it down, settle it down a little bit, you know, before it goes out of hand.
Well, and one of the things, too, that we've talked about in the past with retrograde and how it can be helpful
mm-hmm.
is go with the natural flow of the retrograde, you know, instead of trying to fight it and move forward and make plans and
mm-hmm.
sign contracts and do all this stuff. It's like, no, let's look at the past, you know, and try and work with the natural energies of it. So going backwards
mm-hmm.
and instead of trying to put together new projects, try and fix maybe an old project that fell apart,
exactly.
you know, or never got completed or whatever. You know, if there's, I always talk to people in business, if they're trying to get new businesses or new business clients or start a business, it's like, no, maybe wait till after the retrograde, but
mm-hmm.
now you can maybe, you know, bring up old clients
or
maybe someone that
mm-hmm.
hasn't bought from you for a while or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, work some of those relationships and, you know, I guess, build those relationships up and work on those instead of building new relationships. So anyway, it can be really helpful. You can find lost things, something you lost before. Try and find it during a retrograde. You might have some luck.
Yes.
So,
yes. I know you've always said that.
Yeah. So it can be instead of fighting it, just kind of flow with it until it's over. And frankly, I think we have 3 retrogrades now anyway, or we have in the recent, few weeks, there's been 3 planets in retrograde or some ridiculous. And I don't do astrology, so please don't try and quote me.
You know, astrology is such a fascinating subject, too. But it's like there's just so much information out there and it's so hard to figure out one thing from the next. You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
like you really have to go to a class or have somebody who can teach you.
Yeah,
I don't think it's something that can really be self-taught, to be honest. But it's fascinating stuff for sure.
It is. Yep.
You know, and now we have another full moon coming up. I'm pretty sure, like, what, maybe the first week of May?
Into
the second week?
I think it's into the second week because I have my full moon meditation.
Oh, sure.
So I think it's on the 11th, no, 9th, something in there, which I think hits in the second week.
Jeez, I might be able to come to that, Heidi. I'm going to have to look at that. It's just during the week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to see. Yeah. I want to try to come to that, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. So.
Absolutely. So what else is on the horizon for you?
Well, let's see here. We're going, like I said, we're going to Nopeming in June. I'm actually doing a shamanic study in May, so I'll be out of town for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not during the show. Thank you very mm-hmm. much. Everything else was happening that week in May, so mm-hmm. I had to clear my calendar, but we're good for our radio mm-hmm. show, so
good.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah, so I'll be in North Carolina for that. Apparently, it's a beautiful location in the mountains.
Nice.
Very spiritual. So I'm very excited to spend a week there and do some deep dive study.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm working on some schooling, extra schooling, so I can advance my degree.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. So that's, you know, some of what's coming up. And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping at some point to take a vacation, I think. I don't even know what that
That's
is.
That's a vacation. Come on. I don't even know what that is. It seems like the only time I get a vacation is when, you know, we're up north looking for a Bigfoot or, you know, whatever.
I know. The vacations are not vacations.
They're not. They're not. I did get a, you know, weekend in at the island last fall, which was fabulous.
Yes,
and wonderful.
We did.
And sure would like to go back, you know, anytime soon. You know, it would be good for me. I'm just saying. But
yeah, what else do you have going on?
Well, we have our supernatural chat this weekend. We've got a lot of things ongoing, but we have Nebraska. We're going back to Santee, Nebraska at the beginning of June.
Oh, are you? Good.
Yeah. We were supposed to go at the beginning of May, and then we had to reschedule for a lot of different reasons. And they have, like, just a multitude of things for us to investigate, and they want us to have a conversation there at the casino event hall.
Really?
I guess we're having it.
Cool.
It's amazing. It's amazing. These people have just taken us in, and they just love it when we come, and they have multiple investigations for us and all kinds of crazy things going on down there. So
cool.
It'll be a really crazy, wild, boots on the ground, never sit down till we're sitting in the car coming home kind of weekend.
Right. When are you going?
That first weekend of June. So I think we leave on June 1st, actually.
June is busy for you then.
June is busy for me.
North in the middle of the month.
Yes, and then we're up north in the middle of the month. And then July actually is pretty clear right now, but I'm sure it won't be in a few weeks.
Right.
You know, this is how it goes. August will be very busy for She's Watchers because we're going to be, we'll be at the Kansas City Paracon, and then we have a big expedition the third week of June, and then we turn around and go out to Crypticon, which is going to be really fun.
That's going to be really cool.
And we're going to stop by the Waverly Hills Sanatorium when we're there because I can't go through Louisville without stopping there.
No.
And I told the girls we don't really have time for an investigation, but we have to go there. I said, you have to experience Waverly, even if it's just the 2-hour guided paranormal tour. Things will happen. You will see what it's all about.
Yep.
Because it is a crazy active place. So so we're going to be getting up at like 5 a.m. to set out because we have to be to Louisville by, you know, 7:30.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But we'll do it. We'll do it.
Yep.
And then we're going to just mosey on over to the city where Crypticon is. So, yeah, that's going to be another one of those weekends where, oh, my God, we just can't handle it. By the time we get home, we need a week to recover, you know. Too much and too little of a time span.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So what I want to put out there for next month or the next couple of shows that we have is people that are listening right now. One of the things that I had done the last couple of months, and I didn't do it this month because I wanted to put this out there instead, is find out if there's anything that you know, I've been doing this Ask My Guides, you know, little segment. And so I've been bringing a topic to my spirit guide and, you know, getting some in-depth information. Mm-hmm. And so if there's anything that you guys want to hear about that I can go back and ask him and bring some information on the next show or following show, whatever, let me know. So you can go to the chat box and type in a topic or question. If there's something you're just itching to know and you want me to ask my guide, maybe it ends up being the same or different from things that you've heard out there.
Right.
But go ahead and put your topic out there and I'll start working on it for the next show.
Yeah.
You can also go to our website or our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
And we can get the topic from there. And too, for any of our shows, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yes. No. Like,
and anything you guys want us to talk about.
And, you know, Michael Bodine was supposed to be on with us tonight, and then we had to reschedule him because Anita's his friend. Anita's friends with his wife, and so she's the one that gets him. Actually, it was his idea because he so enjoyed being on our show. When was it? July or August last year?
Yeah.
That he saw Anita and said, hey, when can I come back onto that show of your friends?
Nice.
So anyway, he's happy to come on whenever, and
awesome.
I kind of tentatively said May. So I'm hoping we'll put it on our Facebook page if it happens in May or if it happens in June. But I kind of think it might be May.
Well, Anita's the hub of that wheel, so
we need
her here.
She needs to be there. I know. She said,
"Well,
you guys can
just her."
No, and she's so funny. You could go to my house, and when I'm not here,
God.
And I said, "No, I don't think so."
No, we're not going to do that, Anita. You're awesome, but no, we're not. We're not going to come to your house when you're out of the country.
No, absolutely not. But anyway,
but she's nice enough that she would do that.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to do that. So.
Absolutely. And why do we go to Anita's house? Because it's quiet and it's just, well, we have an audience. And we have an audience when we go there.
And she's a super fan.
And she makes us good food.
And she makes us good food. So
absolutely.
No one else is going to top that. So.
No, no. So, and it's quiet. And that's always a good thing,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hear a cat running around at my house here because, you know, they want my attention. They don't know why mom's not paying attention to them. It's evening, you know, or a dog barking or whatever. So
that
over there,
it's interesting.
It does. It does, right?
It's all good.
Yes.
So, yeah. So if you guys have anything you want us to talk about in future shows or something that you want me to ask my spirit guide, shoot it out there because we want to hear from you. That's what we're here about is we're gathering people together to talk about different topics and ask questions and answer questions and tell stories. So that's the whole point of this. So we want to hear from you.
We gather everybody up.
Yeah.
And talk about all kinds of crazy things. And I know we touch on all aspects of the paranormal. And Heidi, I know you didn't get here until after we talked about this, but you and I have chatted a lot about lake monsters.
Yes.
And different paranormal subjects. When we were up in Thief River Falls, we had this gentleman come see us all the way from Canada, and he lives up in Fort Francis.
Cool.
Yeah. And he was telling us, he's a Native American. Well, I don't know what they call it actually up in Canada. I should know this because he told me and I can't remember. But he was telling us all these stories about Bigfoot, but he was also talking about Big Rainy Lake, which is a ginormous lake up there in the borderland.
Yep.
Has a lake monster that kind of looks like Pepe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's seen it with his own eyes. He said he saw the three humps in the water.
Huh.
And talk about interesting. And he also talked about mermaids in Big Rainy.
Interesting.
Right?
What did he have to say about that?
Well, there's a story about how somebody had fallen out of a boat. I guess it was at night. And was drowning. And then somebody came and picked him up and brought him up to the surface, and all he could see was the fin, like on the bottom of a mermaid. Right?
Oh, very cool.
And I guess there's other stories about that too, but that's the one that is the most prevalent. And I guess that happened fairly recent. I mean, within the last decade or something, you know?
Wow.
I mean? So isn't that something? I've never heard of mermaids in freshwater lakes before.
No. Well, I mean, frankly, you don't hear about mermaids often anywhere.
That's true. But I believe they're real. I do.
I think anything's possible.
I do too.
So
there's just
I'm
too many things that we keep discovering on a daily basis that we had no idea.
Yes.
That they were there. And do they slip in and out of dimensions?
How
I think
do we
they
know?
Do.
Yeah, we
I
don't
think,
know.
You know? Well, I still think Bigfoot
Well, I
does.
Think the Bigfoot does. That's when I talked to Spirit Guide, that's what he said. He said that they're not here. They're passing through from somewhere else and they go back there. So
Exactly. And I think that's what the lake monsters do as well. I think they slip in and out. That's my idea. And I know you and I have talked about this a lot. So, but it's always interesting when people tell us these things, because of course I just go, what? Tell me more. I gotta know. So, and people, you know, they think they're kind of crazy. So they love it when we're there all ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll listen, see what, you know, and tell people what we get. So
we
can all, weigh in on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So one of the things that I just thought, sorry, I have chocolate phlegm going on in my throat.
TMI.
Sorry, I'm jumping on my chocolate. One of the things that I'll have done by the next show, too, I was thinking about this, is one of the ghost hunting classes that I'm running. It's a ghost hunting 102 where we're just doing investigating, and it's at an elementary school, and we're going to be there in a couple of weeks. We'll have two nights that we're there. And the reported activity, and it just, like, came up a couple months ago, so it's fairly recent.
Yeah.
And it's in St. Louis Park, and the night custodian was working. He's the only one in the building. It's a small school.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the only custodian on duty, fairly new. He'd been there not that long, maybe a couple months, I think.
Right.
And he was doing his thing.
Yeah.
Lights are kind of off. You know, he's walking through the building, cleaning, doing whatever. And over the intercom, the overhead, he hears someone calling for a teacher. Can so-and-so, you know, first name, last name, please come to the office? And he's thinking, who the heck is here?
Yeah.
Nobody's supposed to be here. Right. So he goes marching to the office.
And there's nobody there.
Nobody's there. All the lights are off. And he's looking around going, wait a minute. So he didn't really say anything. I mean, or he didn't do anything that night because what is he going to do? So he kind of finished up and left.
Yeah.
And the next morning, he went to the office and said, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And they said, what are you talking about? And he told them what happened. And they said, well, do you remember the name?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes a difference, but they wanted to know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I think it was, and he didn't know, you know, the name, and he didn't work that, you know, he's only been there a couple months, and the name he said, they knew who it was, and it was a teacher that had retired over a year before. So she never worked there while he was working there. So he wouldn't have known the name.
Right.
And they thought, well, that's weird, because that teacher, and as far as I know, that person is still alive, you know, so it just, it was kind of weird.
That is weird.
So then, not that long after, this is a couple weeks ago now, he's working and frankly doesn't want to be there at night by himself anymore. He heard music coming out of one of the classrooms, like out of a radio, but there's no radio.
Mm.
And it was loud enough that he heard it and he went over and then it stopped and he couldn't find the source of the music.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How old is this school?
It's not that old.
I wonder what might have been there before.
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. It's not, it's right by the, there's a railroad track. So there's a lot of energy going there. It's right, mm-hmm. backs up to a park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a few blocks from my house, frankly. I could walk there. I go vote there. I walk there to vote. So it's not far from where I live. And, but it's really, and you know what I was reminded of? This, I don't know that this has anything to do with it, but do you remember that landslide a few years ago from those kids that were on the field trip?
Yes.
This is their school.
Yes, in St. Paul. It is. St.
Louis Park.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They were on that field trip.
But it happened in St. Paul, right?
It happened in St. Paul, yep. But
on the river bluffs there.
The school was the school that where the two kids died.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Not saying it's connected.
No.
Someone reminded me of it, and I was thinking, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. Not seeing anything about it, but it'll be interesting to get in there and just see what's going on and if there's anybody that needs help.
Well, it wouldn't make sense if it was them, right? Because that was a few years ago and that teacher was still there at that time.
Right. And I don't know how
we should, you should find out if that teacher taught that grade. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little investigating. And actually, a couple of people taking the class work in the school district, so I think they'll have some more information.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because they want to know what's going on in their school,
too. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think some people don't want to know what's going on in the place that they work.
Right.
Because some you just don't want to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it'll be cool. And so I'll have updates for you guys next month.
Okay.
Because we have...
Perfect.
It actually filled up, so I had to run a second one because the first one is full and had a wait list.
Isn't that amazing? Even in spring, people want to learn how to ghost hunt or be paranormal investigators.
And do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much garbage out there.
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
So, you know, and I kind of feel silly calling it ghost hunting because, frankly, we're not hunting anything.
No.
We're just trying to show people how to be respectful, do it the right way.
Exactly.
Ethically.
And investigate. We're not hunting.
Yeah, and helping.
Exactly,
I mean, but you call, like... spirit helping and nobody's going to sign up for it.
No, no. You gotta give it the twist.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to go help spirits. Wah, wah.
No, we don't do that.
No, but that's all I do every day and I love it. But yeah, it probably won't sell classes. But so I'm excited for that and I'll have updates next show.
Right. Spirit Rescue, somebody says. That's a good name for it. Spirit Rescue.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's awesome.
So, or people, well, we're rescuing people sometimes too. But
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And we kind of help everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we cleanse places that people are so, you know, like we cleanse that, remember we talked about that farm out in Western Minnesota where I played with the ghost children.
Yeah.
The ghost children will always be there. They were Native Americans.
Oh.
But hopefully they will, you know, we told them they had to, you know, cool it. You know, they could still be there, but just not make some, you know.
Well,
and it's been good ever since we were there. So we're very happy. That woman is very happy. Her family all came home for Easter and they hadn't been home for a long time because they were scared.
Oh, nice.
And it went smoothly, fabulously well. So
good.
We helped the living as well as the dead, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, well, goodness, I can't believe it's been a whole hour again. And here we are at the end of April, at the end of our show. which is on the last Wednesday of every month at the 9 o'clock
hour. We're hidden here in the calling time slot, so
I know.
Don't forget. So, I know we're
working on something else. Hopefully, we'll have an announcement maybe at our next show. You just never know.
You'll have to tune in and find out.
You'll have to tune in and find out. We're going to, you know, leave you in suspense.
And until then, you get our same old intro.
Yes. We got to work on that, too.
But I figure if that's not going to, you know, if we're not going to make any changes, that might as well stay the same.
The gathering. And the thing, though, that's cool about that is Kristen is on that one, too. Yeah. So it's
kind of hard to change.
Yeah.
She was one of the original Charlie's Angels.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yes, and she was fabulous, and I do miss her. We do have to ask her back soon.
Yes,
on one of the shows, just to banter with us. So if you need to get a hold of Heidi, like for example, if you want to have that, you know, shamanic Reiki session now during the retrograde, you can get a hold of her at
myspiritexperience.com. So you just go to myspiritexperience.com. And fill out the contact form, and you will get me. It will go to my email, and I will respond. And I'm quite prompt about responding.
Yep. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me at www.siminnesota.com. And we'll put both of these in the chat box, too. And you can find us. The Gathering is also on Facebook under The Gathering Radio Show, I believe.
It is. Yep. The Gathering Radio Show.
So I think we will... sign out, and until next time.
Hopefully our May doesn't go as fast as our April.
Yeah. And hopefully we have a little more restful time in May, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's been kind of a crazy ride the last few months.
It has. I don't think it's slowing down.
I feel like I need to get off the bus for
a while. I don't think it's slowing down. I'm just going to tell you.
I mean, you look at my calendar, and I'm like, holy cow, this is ridiculous. But
I don't think you need to be psychic to be able to figure this one out.
No, I know it.
May is going to be nuts. Okay. But that's okay. It's fun.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. Anyway. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight and for your comments. And if you have any questions or topics you want us to cover next month, shoot them on over to us. You can get a hold of us through our websites or our Facebook page. And you can let us know what you want us to talk about or what you want us to bring some information in on. We can do that.
Absolutely. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you to ParaX. .com and thank you to Sarge,
who is the most fabulous producer.
Thanks, Sarge.
And he deals with, you know, Steph, who doesn't know Skype very well at all. So
she might have hung up on him tonight.
Hang up on him.
Sorry, Sarge. Okay, so thanks everybody, and we'll see you next month.